Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
We thank you. We bless your name. Have your seat in God's presence. We thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Can we open our Bible to John 14 and read from verse 27? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Together as one, can we read together as a church? One, two, go. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Because we have not adequately understood the word peace. Some of us do not know that that is the most important thing you need in times like this. Because we have not adequately, correctly defined the word peace. You know, many times I've had opportunity to tell you that the English language is limited in description of scriptural words. You know, sometimes you are a Yoruba man, Igbo man, Ishan man. You want to interpret your language to English. You know, there are sometimes you find some difficulties. Because there are this word you want to use. That you have to use maybe 100 English words to explain it. And even after using the 100 English word, it doesn't adequately capture it. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. And the English word peace does not adequately capture the meaning of it. But give me some time. Who is this Jesus that comes and say, I give you peace? First of all, we know that a man cannot give what he does not have. If my people say, if anybody say he will sew clothes for you, you first of all look at the one he is wearing. If anybody promises you, I will buy clothes for you, I will give you clothes, I will give you designer, what do you look? You look at the one he is wearing so that you will know the quality of the clothes he is going to give you. After all, he's not going to give you better than the one he has. So who is Jesus that says, my peace I give unto you? Isaiah 9 verse 6. Isaiah 9 verse 6. Calls him the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9 says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So Jesus, that promised to give us peace, himself is the Prince of Peace. So he has more than enough of what is called peace to make available unto us. Colossians 1:20. And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. So Jesus is able to give us peace because he's a Prince of Peace, and he made peace and makes peace available by his blood on the cross. So the blood of Jesus is an agency for peace. The blood of Jesus makes peace available unto us. Please, let's go together. Ephesians 2, 13 and 14. Who is this Jesus that is promising us peace? Ephesians 2, 13. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood. Verse 14. For he himself is our peace. He is called the Prince of Peace. He made peace by the blood. And he himself is our peace. And no wonder he can say unto us that I give you my peace. John 16, 33. John 16, 33. I have said these things to you, that in me you have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. So Jesus, the Prince of Peace, that made peace by his blood, who himself is our peace, is telling us that he has come to give us peace. Can I tell you this? There is no peace outside Jesus. And one of the tragedies of our time is to see Christians not having peace. But within them is a Prince of Peace. Within them is a Prince of Peace. Every time they pray using the blood of Jesus, not knowing that the blood that brought salvation, the blood that brings healing, the blood that brings deliverance, is the same blood that makes peace available for us. When you compare yourself like with unbelievers, live your life like unbelievers, pursue what unbelievers pursue, you cannot exhibit and live in peace. And Jesus has come to give us peace. John 14, 27. Let's go back and see what Jesus said. My peace, peace, I leave with you. So it's our inheritance. The peace of God has been given to us. As long as Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, you should know of a surety that you have the peace of God in your life. Look at this. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. So Jesus is saying, my peace is different from the peace that the world gives. So please, let's focus a little bit on the kind of peace the world gives. My dictionary says peace is absence of conflict, of violence, and of war. So when the world says, I give you peace, they are saying, we have settled the matter. No fighting, like we do in secondary school, no fighting. No violence, no war, absence of conflict. Peace, according to my dictionary, is a state of tranquility and serenity. A state of tranquility and serenity. Please, go with me. When the world talks about peace, the world is always thinking about the absence of something. If you define peace according to the world, you will not have the full benefit of what God wants to make available for you. When the world talks about peace, they are always talking about the absence of something. Absence of war. Absence of conflict. Absence of whatever. But God is saying, for me, peace can be absence of anything, like the word says. But beyond that, in the presence of that thing, I give you peace. Can I repeat myself? When the world talks about peace, the world is saying absence of violence, absence of conflict, absence of war. God is saying, okay, it is okay. But beyond that, the peace I give you, even in the presence of everything that the word says, I give you peace. So now, there is Boko Haram fighting all over Nigeria. There are bandits all over Nigeria. You don't know what will happen tomorrow. But in the midst of it, he's giving you peace. And you are sleeping. That is what God is saying. I give unto you. So when your president cannot make the country safe, God is saying, in the midst of the insecurity, I give you peace. Have you not seen some people look at them, and for everything happening around, you are still laughing. You are dancing. Ah, if you like say, you know they think, oh yes, we know they think. For the peace of God passes every understanding. Philippians 4:7. Christians are strange people. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So when men are running up and down, not knowing what is going to happen, in the midst of it, you are sleeping. Why? The Prince of Peace is by your side. When my brother was leading prayer, he gave us various examples to exhibit what the peace of God is. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 39. There were storm everywhere, storm. Then in the midst of it, Jesus was sleeping. And they came to him. And you see, a man with a peace of God, he looks strange. He looks as if he is indifferent. He looks as if he's not concerned. He looks as if he's not bothered. So they rush to Jesus and say, are you not concerned that we are about to die? Peace is for you to be able to. Do we understand? Some of you, you look at the depth you own. You look at the challenges ahead. You look at what you want to do. And you discover that you don't have the strength for it. You look at all the problems you have gone through on earth. And Jesus can see you also. And he wants to make his peace available to you. Stretch your two hands up and say, Father, I enjoy your peace. Just talk to him. Say, let me enjoy your peace. I enjoy your peace. I enjoy your peace. I enjoy your peace. Father, I enjoy your peace. I give you glory. I give you all honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Still talking about the peace of the world. I need you to know that the peace of the world is temporary. Nations fight against nations over and over and over again. Even us, we settle with people and then we go fight again. We settle and go fight again because the peace of the world is temporary. But the peace that Jesus wants to give is a peace that is permanent. The peace of the world is superficial. The peace of the world is partial. It is not full. The peace of the Lord of the world is dependent on outward circumstances. The peace of the world is dependent on everything happening all around us. But the peace of God has nothing to do with anything happening around us. It has everything to do with who God is and what he has deposited in us. The peace of the world changes with circumstances. That's why when they sign peace time, they say, if you do this and I do this, when it changes, when the conditions changes, the peace changes. The peace of the world is deceitful. The peace of the world is based on indifference. The peace of the world is shallow. It is hollow. The peace of the world is fragile. The peace of the world is insincere. The peace of God is based on compromise. The peace of God cannot calm a troubled heart. The peace of God does not affect the heart. The peace of God does not affect the mind. It has no capacity to affect your inner man. Have you not seen people that are married that you look at their mother, it looks perfect. No fighting. It looks as if there's no other. No violence in the house. But one day, when the woman starts talking, you'll be shocked. That in the midst of this thing that looks like peace in your family. So this is what this woman is going through. That means peace is not outward. Peace is internal. And the world cannot give anybody internal peace. It is only Jesus that can give peace. Can we talk about the peace that Jesus gives? I'll talk on that four things that the peace that Jesus gives entails. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. The peace that Jesus gives starts with peace with God. Romans 5, 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of God that Jesus gives, the first one is peace with God. Listen to me. When Adam and Eve sinned, there came an enmity between God and man. Sin came to the world, and God was no longer happy with man. So God sent man out of the Garden of Eden, and the devil began to rule on world in the world. And so there was a fight or a separation between God and man. And since that time, man has not had peace. Jesus came, died, shed his blood, so that he can bring God and man together. So Jesus, by his death, brought God and man together and settled the issue between them. And that is what we call peace with God. Hello, are you here? If you are born again, you have peace with God. If you are giving your life to Christ, God, Christ, has made peace between you and God. That is the entry level and access to the peace that God gives. It is the peace with God that grants us full access to the peace of God. So the peace of God starts with peace with God. That's one. Number two thing that Jesus does is to give us peace with ourselves. So after we have peace with God, we cannot have peace with ourselves. Do you know, many of you, your life is in turmoil. You can't even describe what you are going through. Why? There is no peace with yourself. There's some are whole bodily. Mentally, they are sick. Some are whole mentally. Psychologically, they are sick. Some are under depression because they don't have peace with themselves. The first peace that God, Jesus, gave is a peace with God. And he now followed it with peace with ourselves. And when I'm talking about peace with ourselves, I'm saying peace in your soul. Inner security. You know, when a man does not have peace with himself, when good things are happening to people all around him, he gets angry. Because he has no peace with himself. Jesus came and gave us peace with ourselves. And that peace with ourselves starts with peace of mind. Can I advise you? Whatever is not under your control, don't bother about it. If you want peace. I'm in church now. Maybe my daughters are at home at this time. They are in church with you. But maybe they are at home at this time. Whatever happened in that house, I cannot control it. Let me not bother about it.
Women in the house, you are the ones I'm talking to. If you bother about what is happening in your house now, what can you do about it? Eh?
Peace of mind makes you to focus upon things that are under your control.
Please, sir. Please, ma'am. Even the things under your control, can you control them?
Peace of God. Peace with God. Peace with ourselves.
We start with a peace of mind. Number two thing is a peace of conscience. Peace with ourselves. Number one, peace of mind. Number two, peace of conscience. Where you live your life, you check your life, nobody is running after you. You have not wronged anybody. There is no guilt. There is no bitterness. Jesus makes all these things available. That's why when you read Ephesians 4, you will see him telling you, let no bitterness, let no hatred be found in you. Believe at peace with one another. Love one another. Have peace with yourself. Let me repeat my advice again. Whatever is not under your immediate control, don't bother about it. Hand them over to God. Hand them over to God. And you will be able to sleep. You know, most of the things that makes us not to sleep are not within our immediate control. My father, touch the heart of favor. Move the heart of favor to favor me. Change him. Most of those things are not under your control. Most of our prayer points focus and shows that we don't have peace for ourselves. Jesus, peace by his blood, gives us peace with ourselves. Number three thing that the peace of Jesus does is that the peace of Jesus gives us peace with others, peace with one another. The Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. How do you know the children of God? They are at peace with everyone around them. That is why most of us are shocked nowadays, and will be shocked on the day that Jesus comes, because the criteria that God gave for people to be called the children of God is that they are peacemakers. But if you come to church, you will see people not even talking to themselves in church. You will see people, not even greeting people in church. Say, Pastor, don't come again, don't preach again. There was a day I preached in church about something like this. And I said, if there is anybody you don't talk to in church, go and meet the person, greet the person today. And a lady came to meet me later and said, Pastor, I tried everything to greet this person, but the person was not available. I said, what do you mean by the person was not available? He said, when the person saw me coming, he just disappeared from another place. He said, you don't go greet me today. Let me speak in Nigerian language. You are doing yourself. The judgment day will show it. The judgment day will show it. You can't greet somebody. You can't say hello. If a man is not at peace with himself, he misinterprets what others are doing. That is the problem. They are not at peace with themselves. So when you raise your leg, they say it's because of you that you raise your head. Be at peace with yourself. Hebrews chapter 14 verse 12. Best scripture of many people in the Pentecostal and holiness realm of Christianity. But they always live part A. Look at it. Strive for peace with everyone. What is the meaning of strive? Fight for peace. Fight. Fight to settle the matter with everyone. Strive for peace with everyone. And for the holiness. And it started with peace. And holiness, without which no one will see God. Listen to me. The Bible did not say without holiness, nobody will see God. It said without peace with others and holiness, nobody will see God. Hello, are you here? There are many people that think they are holy. They are not at peace with anybody. You are very, very unholy. Strive for peace with everyone and holiness, without which no one will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons, the children of God. Are you a peacemaker? I ask that the mercy of the Lord will speak for everyone. In the name of Jesus. He that knoweth what is good to do and does not do it, for him it is sin. Have peace with God. Have peace with yourself. Have peace with others. Number four, peace that Jesus brought. When we talk about peace of God, is peace over circumstances of life. Peace over issues of life. So we are not saying that there is no, it is not saying that it is the absence of problems. Not the absence of problems. But when you face the Red Sea, he will part it for you. The peace of God is not absence of problem. The peace of God is problem to live through the problem, is power to live through the problem and above the problem. And moreover, I've told you, no matter how many times I preach or any pastor tells you that in the world you will not have problems, everything will be okay. Your present life is showing how the world will be. No matter how anybody, me, I no go suffer. I no go. Whatever, how many times you sing it, your present life is showing you the realities of life. The King of Kings came and said, in the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Hello, are you here? If you are still here, say amen. Let me hear you. You are quiet. Okay, we are teaching peace. That's good. It is not the absence of conflict, absence of violence, absence of pain, absence of suffering, but the presence of Jesus in whatever you are going through. That is peace. That is it, sir. Listen to me. Paul prayed and prayed. This thorn in the flesh, oh Lord, take it away. Oh Lord, take it away. He prayed three times and the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made manifest in weakness. My Lord, my God, why have you forsaken me? If it's possible, let this cup pass me over. The Lord did not answer him. If he did that to Jesus, who are you? He knows his peace is within you. Hello, are you here? The peace that Jesus gives. Number one, give up peace with God. Number two, peace with ourselves. Number three, peace with one another. Number four, peace over the circumstances of life. Can we go on a little bit? You will know the importance and the benefit of the peace of God if you see the importance that Paul, the apostle, attached to it in all his prayers or in all his letters. Maybe my agenda, secret agenda, when I teach or lead prayer, is to bring it to a point for you to understand that some of the things that money cannot buy, that man cannot give, they are the most important things in life. And so if you know me and you have been under my ministry for long, you discover that I use some words every time. Grace, mercy, goodness, peace, because they are the most important things in life. If you have these things, you can lose everything, you will regain them back. And listen, All those things, no man can give it. Stop running after ephemeral things of life. Let's begin to pursue God for substantial things, things of substance. Therefore, when you read the letters of Paul, his introductory greetings, there are two things he always asks. Those two things are always constant. Romans 1:7. Can we all read together? To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, let's go. Grace to you and and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:21. 1 Corinthians 1:3. 1:3. Run with me. 1:3. Can we read together? Go. Let's go. Grace to you. Are you seeing, church? I hope there is peace between you and I. And I hope you have peace within you. Okay. So stop behaving like somebody that does not have security. If you see a man that is insecure, Oh my God. Let's read together. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 1:2. This man understood the most important thing you need from God, and that is his prayer for all the churches. Can we read 2 Corinthians? Oh yeah, let's go together. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. You have been praying wrongly for long. Hello. Most of us have been praying wrongly for long. We have inverted the prayers. We have prayed, and God has given us everything we asked for. But we had no peace. No peace to enjoy it. Have you read Ecclesiastes recently? God gave a man power to accumulate wealth, but he did not give him health and peace to enjoy it. Oh, what a vanity. Some people with their prayers, they have killed their enemies, but they are still alive, not happy, not joyous. When you see them, you pity them. Oh, what a life. Why? They have inverted their prayers. The most important prayer you can pray for yourself is grace and peace. Lift your right hand up and let's say grace and peace. I receive the grace of the Lord and the peace of our Lord. Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Grace. 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 Grace and peace. 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 We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. If you have grace and you have peace, you have everything. Grace and peace attract everything to you. Have you not seen somebody that is quiet, calm, under pressure every time, and you say, I want to favor this person. I don't know the reason why, but I think I like this lady. Grace and peace. But two things for this service that will make you understand the importance of peace is to understand the meaning of shalom, which the Bible calls, which English Bible interprets as peace. That's why most of the time when I pray for you in church, and when I get to peace, I don't mention peace, I mention shalom. Because peace does not capture everything that I intend you to have. The Hebrew word shalom, interpreted peace, means, go with me, state of wholeness and completeness. So it means, when I say shalom to you, I'm saying, let the Lord put you in a state of wholeness and completeness. That every good and perfect thing you need in life, not the one you think you need, let the Lord make it available for you. Whole and complete. The advantage of peace is found in the meaning of shalom. So you are whole. You are complete. What does shalom mean? Shalom means soundness of health, abundance of prosperity. Can you help me tell somebody, say shalom to you? So you get home, your children, your wife, people around you, say shalom. Oh yeah, stretch your hand to your pastor, say, give me a shalom there. Okay. So shalom is a soundness of health and abundance of prosperity. Shalom is security and well-being. Remember, I said English word does not translate some words well. So peace is security and well-being. Shalom is health, prosperity, and welfare. Let me give you what Morford, a Bible scholar, interpreted shalom, said. He said, everything complete. There is ample provision. No conflict. Divine together for me on the screen. I want us to make that confession. Starting from everything is complete and ending with no pain. It was a sentence, please. Lift your right hand up, let's pray together. Say with me, say everything is complete. There is ample provision, no conflict, divine health, every relationship is in order, there is no injustice, and there is no pain. Can you look at the screen? Lift your right hand. Can you make that confession? Say, we have prayed that prayer. Say everything. Say, in my life, I have the peace with God. I have the peace of God. And therefore, I declare, everything is complete. There is ample provision. No conflict. Divine health. Every relationship is in order. There is no injustice and no pain. Are you here? Are you here? So when I say shalom, I mean this and much more than that. Single word captures the total thought of God and total wish of God for man. So when we have the shalom of God, you have an advantage of everything being complete. There is ample provision, no conflict, divine health, every relationship is in order, there is no injustice, and there is no pain. Lift your two hands up and decree shalom upon yourself. Say shalom, shalom, shalom. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. There is a Bible scholar called Strong, one of the most impactful scholars. He interpreted every Hebrew word in the Bible and every Greek word in the Bible. He interpreted it to English. What he did is, if he picks shalom, he will give you every word that shalom means. Every. Let me tell you what Strong said about shalom. Let's go to the look at it. He said completeness, wholeness, peace, health, healing, welfare, safety, salvation, deliverance, soundness, tranquility, prosperity, perfectness, fullness, rest, harmony, absence of agitation or discord, total well-being, all things intact, nothing missing, and friendship. Shalom. Shalom to you. Shalom to you. Shalom to you. Shalom to you. Can we close with this? 2 Kings 4. 1 Samuel 25:6. 1 Samuel 25:6. But before we bring those words back. My time is fast spent. Bring those words back. Those completeness, bring them back quickly. See. Lift your right hand up. Say, in my life. Let's go. Completeness. Wholeness. Are you ready? Lift your right hand up. Say, from today, I have the peace of the Lord. I have the shalom of the Lord. Therefore, I experience. Let's go together. Completeness. Wholeness. I knew it to write, literally, and say, all things intact. Nothing missing. Can I hear you declare and say, all things intact. In my life, nothing missing. Decree that again. In my life, all things intact. Nothing missing. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Some of you know my favorite interpretation of shalom. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Nothing lacking. Are you here? Say with me. Say, nothing broken. Nothing missing. Nothing lacking. Nothing damaged. Nothing decayed. Nothing spoiled. Nothing damaged. Nothing decayed. Nothing spoiled. Nothing broken. Nothing missing. That is my testimony. In the name of Jesus. Let's take the last scripture. Can I have the second, the Samuel I asked you to give me? 1 Samuel 25:6. Oh my God. He said, and thus shall you greet him. Peace to you. Peace to your house. And peace be to all that you have. But remember, that word peace is shalom. And it is not that word peace alone. Tranquility, welfare, prosperity, health. So I prefer not saying peace to you. I prefer saying shalom to you. Look at the screen. Put your hand on your head and declare. Say to yourself, say peace. Be to me. Peace. Be to my house. Say peace. Be to all I have. Oh, yeah, change it to shalom. Say shalom. Shalom to me. Shalom to my house. Shalom to all that I have. Mention your place of work. Mention what you do. 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 Shalom, shalom, shalom. Mention your family name. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Mention your children one after the other. Shalom! 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 In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So, by shalom, you need to understand some acts and some ways of God. So, there are some things you ask him to take away and ask him to stop. He will not stop it. He will not take it away because he knows shalom is superior. So he allowed the thing to happen. But in the midst of it, he gives you shalom. Why did you allow that to happen? Shalom. 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 I pray for everyone going through despair, depression and difficulty. Shalom to you. Shalom to your house. Shalom to all that you have. Shalom to all that you do. As you go on this way, shalom. Shalom. Shalom, 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 shalom. We bless your name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Shalom to you. Shalom to your house. Shalom to all that you have. Shalom to all that you do. Shalom to your work. Shalom to your children. Shalom to your heart. Shalom to your soul. Shalom to your body. Shalom to your spirit. And may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. See you in the evening. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed. And we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090 1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.